We are joined in studio this morning by two of our wonderful producers. We've got Michael, we've got Rachel. Guys, good morning.
Hello.
How are we?
Good.
Now, you guys are here this morning for a little segment we like to call Swimming Upstream, where we take a look at some of the most bingeable content in our streaming services. Let's rock and roll. Rachel, you've got our first offering this morning.
I do.
So what have we got?
I've just finished season two of Mindhunter.
Okay.
And it's changed my life.
So this is on Netflix, right?
It is.
I've heard great things about this, but not a lot about it.
It is an amazing season. It's an amazing show in general. I've been addicted to it since it came out for season one. And then when I heard season two was coming out last Friday, watched the whole first season again in a week.
You were like, I'm in. Let's do it. Let's rock and roll.
I have an amazing social life. Thank you for asking.
So what's it about?
It's about these detectives, and they are creating profiling for the FBI of serial killers.
So is this a true story or a drama?
Like, yes, it is a true story. However, like with, I think, small amounts of dramatization the names have been changed.
So it's recreation, dramatization.
Yeah, they're FBI agents in behavioral sciences, and they are creating these profiles and using them to identify and solve crimes.
So it's like a real life... what's that? Criminal Minds?
Kind of.
Yeah. Okay. This is like a real life Criminal Minds. Right.
It's a really good show, and they like interview different serial killers to like establish why they committed crimes and then use that work and what they create. And we still use that profiling today to catch criminals. Like how you hear today when there's a crime committed about whether they were organized and what kind of person we're looking for as a suspect.
Yeah.
It's all been based off what these FBI agents created.
This is so interesting.
It is insanely interesting.
Do you sit there the whole time being like, oh my God.
So much. It's made me think that I sort of deep down might want to be a criminal psychologist.
Yeah, okay. It would sort of kind of make me deep down think that people I know are criminals. I'd start profiling people.
Right. I read somewhere it's like if you watch these sorts of shows and start to think you might be a psychopath, it means you're not a psychopath.
Oh, good. These are good. These are good things. Okay.
But no, it's amazing. And this season we meet Charles Manson, which is exciting.
You know, that's a weird word to use.
Yeah. and then we go like more into the field. Like the interviews are at the start of the season, and then they start taking what they've created for these profiles and putting them to work to solve crimes.
So we're only doing Charlie Manson this season.
There's a couple at the start, and then it's more.
But it's all based around that kind of story.
They've interviewed him. He's in jail. Okay. And then it's they've interviewed him, and now they're going to create these profiles and then use these profiles to try and solve real crimes. So we're out in the field. It's more about we see some a lot happening in their personal lives and like the huge amount with the FBI, like the huge demands their work is on their lives and fitting all that in, which is amazing.
So good grief.
There's a lot happening.
Good grief.
Get amongst it, Jess.
Yeah, I'm about it. My aunts watch it. They love it.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
So they're like, you have to watch season two. I'm like, dude, I haven't watched season one.
I have my whole family binging
it. How long is an episode?
I think an hour.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, I like a good snackable weekend size thing, but I feel like this weekend is a good one to sit down.
It goes quick. There's a lot happening.
Okay. And see, but I get terrified too, so I got to watch this in the middle of the day.
Oh, it's not really. It's like there's some thriller aspects for sure,
but it's not scary.
It's far more it's far more kind of like from a more clinical aspect.
Okay, cool.
A lot of
so
it.
I won't get too scared.
Oh no! It's certainly not kind of like a horror. You're going to have nightmares vibe.
Okay, good.
It's intense, but
now, Michael, you've got something pretty different for us this week.
Yeah,
don't you?
I do. Yeah, I've got a. Also a Netflix series called Love, Death and Robots.
Love, Death and Robots.
Mm, three fantastic things. it's basically like Black Mirror. It's like an anthology series that looks at like the ramifications of technology, but every single episode is made by a different artistic crew and it's completely unrelated from the other ones.
So very Black Mirror-y.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But it's mostly animated and
false
ways.
Huge.
So like one episode is like traditional like Chinese animation. The next one is like a motion capture made in the States.
That's so cool.
So like if you wanted to see like all the different ways that we can make like live action or different art styles, it's fantastic. So it's 13 episodes now, I think.
How long does an episode go?
15 minutes.
Oh,
Oh, wow.
So we can snack this in between Mindhunter when we're just a little bit scared and sad. We'll just be like, that's a cool. That's fine. We'll just watch a robot. It's great. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's been fantastic so far. And it's just like a really good way to explore like little bite-sized ideas just like really quickly really creative sorts of animation.
Right. Mm. I love that. They're very different.
Mm.
I'm very on board with both, though. I think, yeah, no, this is an interesting combination because you can go like, scary, scary, scary. Mm. Life scary, not horror scary. Scary, scary, scary. Robot. Animation. Mm. Cool. Do you have a favorite one so far?
It's called Good Hunting. It's a traditional Chinese animation, and it's very unnerving, very scary, and
This is a cute little thing in between Mindhunter.
Well, if you want a cute one, there is an episode of Love, Death and Robots about Topher Grace finding an ancient civilization inside his freezer.
Topher Grace. I do like Topher Grace. This could work.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. These are very, very, very different, but both on Netflix.
Yes.
Yes.
Which I can totally get on board with. Netflix is producing some phenomenal content lately, don't you think?
I'm all about it. I think it went through a bit of a like dry patch there for a hot minute, and then we're back, though. I think there's been some good stuff coming out.
Boom, boom, boom. They've just announced the third season of Big Mouth as well, which we're all about. Right. Okay. This is too much. I need to calm down. So what was yours called again? Mindhunter, Rachel.
Yep.
We've got two seasons. How many episodes a season?
I think about 10.
So good. I love a 10-episode season because an hour long, it's 10 hours, that's a day.
Oh, I remember back in the days of like the OC where they'd have hour-long episodes and there'd be like 30 episodes a season.
Oh, grief. There's only so many crazy Chanel handbags and tennis skirts I can deal with.
Don't ever say that again.
Okay, so we've got 10 episodes. That's a day. That's easy. And then we've got 15-minute episodes. This is great. Yes. Of death, sex, and robots.
Love death and robots. But I love that you improvise there.
Love death and robots. Okay. Very different.
Death, sex, and robots. We're sitting on a gold mine.
That's a metal band if I've ever heard of
it. Yeah, absolutely.
We're making a podcast.
copyrighted right now, right here. It's our intellectual property. Do not steal it or send us money. guys, thanks for joining us this morning.
For having us.
Thank you very much.